This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. If you need some help about something, you can also call up and leave a phone number and we'll call you back. But when we call you back, it'll be between noon and 3, okay, Eastern. 855-993-7569. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. I'm going to help you.
Yes, I love your program, and the reason that I'm calling is that I almost died about 6 weeks ago, and I'm having a lot of trouble getting over it.
Wow. What were the circumstances? What happened?
Well, I went into the hospital with 105 fever, and I had a bladder infection that went into my bloodstream, and I just, you know, still have nightmares about it.
Sure, sure. How old are you, Ann?
61.
Okay, do you live by yourself or with other people?
I live by myself.
Okay. What symptoms did? How did you get yourself to the hospital? How did you know? Did you pass out? Did you call somebody? What happened?
I passed out and I called 911.
Okay.
Right before I passed out.
Okay. Had you been feeling lousy for a couple of days, presumably?
Yeah, I kind of felt lousy a couple of days before, and I was wondering why I was so feverish and stuff like that.
Did you take your temperature?
Yeah.
And what was your temperature when you took it?
First, it was 102.5.
Okay. All right. So if with 102.5, what did you do once you took your temperature? Who did you call? Did you just take aspirin? What did you do?
Well, I was taking Motrin first, and then I called the doctor.
Okay. And what did the doctor say?
He said to go and get a urinalysis.
Okay.
And
did you?
Blood
did
work.
You? Okay. Did you do that?
Yeah, but the results hadn't been back yet.
Okay, so you were running, you're feeling lousy, took your temperature, called your doctor. Doctor said, go get a urine analysis, but they hadn't gotten back to you yet.
And blood work.
Right. So how much lag time was there between, first of all, when you got the fever, how long did you wait before you called the doctor?
About 7 hours.
Okay, not an unreasonable amount of time. Okay,
right.
Fair enough. And once you talked to the doctor, how long was it before you went and got your analysis and blood work?
I went right away, actually.
Okay. And how long was it before they did the test and you passed out? What was the interval then?
About 3 hours.
Wow. Well, I mean, I understand why it's scary, because it seems like it came out of nowhere and it escalated very quickly. I mean, you had the presence of... there are two ways of looking at this. So one of the reasons I went through it with you step by step is to say if there was anything you could do differently. And I suppose what's going to happen is you're going to turn into a little bit of a hypochondriac for a while, and that's going to be very protective. All right. So the next time you're feeling sluggish, instead of taking a Motrin or an aspirin, you're going to call the doctor. All right. That's number one.
Right.
And the doctor is going to view, hopefully you have a doctor that understands what's going on, because you're going to become a little bit of an overreactor. You're going to be a little bit of a hypochondriac. And that's perfectly understandable and positive. And what will happen over time is either you and the doctor will say, all right, here are the symptoms. If you get a fever above 99, then come in immediately. The question is whether or not you should have gone to the emergency room, and it's a little unclear. 102.5 is kind of borderline, and I don't know. You can talk with your doctor about it, especially if you like your doctor. If you don't like your doctor, it may be reasonable, although I don't. This doesn't sound to me a doctor that was necessarily cavalier to you, because there have been a huge number of studies that suggest the doctors who listen to their patients save their patients, and doctors who don't have a much higher morbidity and mortality rate. So if you feel that you trust your doctor, you like your doctor listens to you, then I would go and make an appointment with your doctor where you keep your clothes on so you don't feel like you're at a disadvantage, and say, in retrospect, given the fact of how virulent this was there anything you would have done differently? And hear what he or she says, all right? And you'll get a sense from how that doctor responds of whether that's a doctor to stick with who says, yeah, you know, I misjudged it, or next time we'll do this, or whatever. You'll have a sense about whether you need a new doctor. So that's not a bad place to start. And because you are going to turn into a hypochondriac for a while of overreacting, and that's fine. Let me just tell you a quick kind of a story that's a little bit tangential. I'm mercifully a very healthy person. I got married when I was very young, and I had three, not only physicals, but pelvic exams just before I got married, because I was of the generation that went on the pill. And so I went to my mother's OBGYN. I think she just wanted, well, we know what my mother was looking for. I went to my mother's OBGYN. I went to somebody in Houston, because that's where I was in school, and for some reason I can't remember who the third. Why when I had to go to another one to get the pill. So within a period of, I had three pelvic exams by three different doctors. 6 months later, I had a 12-pound tumor. So, and you figure a baby only takes 9 months and only weighs about 7 pounds. So this was almost double the size of a baby in two-thirds of the amount of time. So it was a very fast-growing tumor. So, and what happened after that is, here's somebody, I never thought about health. I was always, you know, very healthy. And all of a sudden, you know, any minor ping and ding, I think, oh my gosh. But it goes away, number one. Number two, you need to have a doctor who understands how traumatized you were. But basically, I'm not sure that there was anything that you could have done differently. But the point is, even with a very fast-moving, virulent, blood-borne pathogen, you didn't die. You saved yourself. You knew the right things to do. You did all the right things. You'll probably do them a little more frequently and a little faster in the future. And you may get yourself to an ER if you're feeling crummy for more than a short period of time. And you're going to view yourself as a little bit of an overreactor, but that's okay. So the point being, the farther you, I mean, this was very recent. It was very scary. You survived it, which is very positive, and you will now respond a little more quickly. You will respond a little bit more intensely for a while, and either that will reassure you and it will smooth out over time, or you'll continue for the rest of your days to be a little bit of a hypochondriac but feel like you're taking care of business. So I think your responses, first of all, you did all the right things. So there's nothing there that we can say, oh, well, silly girl, you know, if only you'd. You'll just speed up the response time. Instead of waiting 7 hours, you'll call within an hour. And if your doctor says, you know, why don't you come in tomorrow, you're going to say, I need to be seen today. And if your doctor says, well, I can't see you today, then you're going to say, all right, I'm going to go to the ER. But other than that, I mean, you did all the right things. And when you were feeling really crummy, you didn't do the, okay, well, I'm probably going to be okay. You called 911. So you did all the right things. You'll just do them a little more speedily and perhaps a little more frequently. And hopefully, I mean, you're going to be, this was sounds like an unusual kind of experience. And these kinds of things happen, you know, in some ways, and it's almost what we were talking about last hour, is stuff happens. The question is not, does it happen? Because it happens to everybody. The question is, how do you respond? And you didn't panic. You took care of business. You did exactly what you needed to do. And you saved yourself. Let me put you on hold and make sure that there's anything else that we can go through about this, all right? And it may be just as much living alone as anything else. And so maybe we'll talk about that as well. Stay on for me for just a minute. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Yes, got disconnected or whatever. But I did want to mention a little bit about the issue about living alone. And I think that people who live alone tend to be a little more nervous about catastrophic illness for obvious reasons, is there's nobody there to take care of them or to call 911 or whatever. And there are a number of things that you can do. First of all, you can get a medical alert, which a lot of people who live alone do. So, I mean, she was sensible enough to call 911 before she passed out. But as she was, if she hadn't been sensible enough, wearing a medical alert thing is not a bad idea. Having someone that you can call who you check in with once a day just to make sure you're okay and they're okay is not a bad a buddy system, which may or may not have taken care of this. But if, for example, she'd said to her next-door neighbor, I'm not feeling very well, the next-door neighbor might have checked in on her. So for living alone, that's not a bad idea to work out kind of a buddy system with somebody who just will check on you. For example, I called somebody yesterday and couldn't get a hold of them. And there are a number of people that if I can't get a hold of them, I'll send them an email, I'll call them back, but I'll check on them because I'm a bit worried about them. They live alone. And I just want to make sure they're okay. And that, especially for people who live alone, can be an enormous source of comfort. So it may be an opportunity for Anne to see about either getting one of the medic alert pendants, which only works if you wear them. And I got my mom one, and she said, well, honey, I wear when I go out. And they said, Mom, when you're out, it's not an issue. You're going to be around people. You have to wear it around the house because that's when you're going to be by yourself, and that's when you're going to be isolated if something happens. So it can be not only life-saving, but it can be life-affirming in that you don't worry about it anymore, that you know that you're connected to somebody. Being connected, again, to a next-door neighbor, to somebody who checks on you, especially for people who live alone, and because it's not only that for an illness, but also for falling or for all sorts of things. And it does, psychologically, I think you just feel a little bit safer, a little bit more connected, and that may be some of the things that Anne can do at this particular moment in her life as well. All righty, 855-993-7569. We're getting behind on emails again, are we not, Manny?
Yes, so we are. We should catch up a little bit.
Let's catch up, or mustard or something. Sorry, that was just too...
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Well, it's just about summer. It turns out, did you know June 1st is actually the beginning of hurricane season? Except I was reading someplace that even though June 1st is actually technically the beginning of hurricane season, there are almost never hurricanes in June. Very unusual. July and August, apparently.
This email is from Barb, and Barb says, Dr. Joy, you always talk about your uncomfortableness in enclosed places. Yep. I'm writing you today because I thought you'd understand my phobia and explain it to me in more detail. I hate humid, hot weather and the sun. As soon as June 1st rolls around, I feel claustrophobic. I go outside and I feel like I'm trapped in an elevator. I avoid the sun and basically stay in air conditioning. The weather makes me almost physically sick, but I'm wondering if it's a mental thing. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, good question. And I think the fact that you associate it with claustrophobia, which I'm trying to get a handle on. I'll let you know in a couple of months because I feel like I have a better handle on it now, but I want to make sure before I sort of pass the hints along to y'all. But I think the fact that you're feeling, my guess is it has to do with your breathing. And if I had to guess, I would guess, not knowing anything about you, that you may be asthmatic. And that asthma is going to be a much more common phenomenon, and you just can't breathe as well in the hot and humid air. May also be, if I were you, what I would do is get a very, very thorough physical, including cardiovascular and pulmonary, because if either I am pretty heat sensitive as well and tend to be much more claustrophobic when I get too warm than I am. For example, if I'm on a plane and it's too hot, I'll put on the air. People don't like sitting around me because I get, I'll put the air conditioning on stun. But it will offset my claustrophobia to a very large extent. So the idea of being too warm, and the issue about being too warm is my heart rate goes up, as does everybody's, because you're trying to cool your body. And you have a more difficult time breathing. And those are some of the symptoms of hyperventilation. It's a very similar response to an adrenaline response. And your body is not smart enough to say, oh, no, it's just a humid day, as opposed to, oh, my goodness, I can't breathe. My heart rate's going up. Because the fight or flight response has got similar phenomena, as mentioned, because the fight or flight response is to do exactly that, is to move large muscles. So the idea with large muscles is that you need to get
oxygen and blood there. So the oxygen you get by taking in more air, the blood you get there by raising your heart rate. And it moves away from non-essential areas, which are feet and toes. You can feel lightheaded. People, and if you think about, all right, so let me just go through the seven symptoms of a panic attack and see how similar they are to heat stroke. And I'm not suggesting you're getting heat stroke. I'm suggesting your body is responding because both are threatening situations. And your body doesn't differentiate. Your brain can, which is one of the issues when we're talking about a phobia as opposed to just your body sort of trying to protect itself, as Anne's did. All right, so when you're talking about a panic attack, you're talking about increased respiration, closing down the bronchioles, so because you want an efficient airway, you don't want any of the air going into your stomach. We don't need to burp. We need to breathe. You're increasing your heart rate to move your blood around. All the blood is going to your heart. So from the areas of storage spaces where it's pooling, it's moving away from those. So you can feel lightheaded. You can feel your toes and fingertips may tingle. Your pupils, I never get this right. I think dilate. The idea is that things can be out of focus. You're moving things away from your GI system because we don't care about digestion if you're talking about survival. So you can feel like you have to hit a bathroom really quickly. And the voiding can be anything. It can be number one, number two, or tossing your cookies. So any of those symptoms can feel part of fight or flight. And piloerection, which is the idea that our ancestors were apes and tried to look huge and ferocious, so you can get goosebumps. You get cold and clammy as well, because an overheated body, as Anne points out, is a dangerous body. So you sweat to try and liberate some of the heat. So all of those symptoms are associated with fight or flight, with adrenaline response. Now think about it's too hot. You can feel like your heart rate is increasing because your body is overheating, that you can't breathe very well because it's humid, and especially if you have allergies or you have asthma. You're going to sweat profusely because you're hot. You're trying to get rid of some of that, you know, that excess heat for the body. And as Anne points out, the difference between 98.6 and toxic fever is only about 5 or 6 degrees. That's not very much. That's 5 or 6%. So you're talking about the body is very temperature sensitive. So you can hear the overlap. So what I would suggest is get your heart checked to make sure you don't have any problems there. See about any allergies, any asthma, and then wear a hat and stay out of the heat because your body's responding as if it was an adrenaline, a fight or flight response. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So summer actually doesn't technically begin for 3 weeks, but we thought we'd ask people. Manny, do you have big plans this summer?
Not really for the summer. For the fall, I've got a few. But
all right, let's hear about your fall plans. We'll be the first. You know, this will be a preview of coming attractions, folks.
Well, I'm actually going to be going to Colorado. I figured you might appreciate this too. I'm going to Colorado. I think it's the third. No, I think it might be the second weekend in September.
Well, that's a great time of year to go. Where are you going to go?
Well, the University of Minnesota football team is going to be playing Colorado State.
That's CSU, Saturday. There you go.
I have a friend of mine who owns a business, and he...
Is that in Fort Collins, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, Fort Collins, that's where CSU is, and that's actually where my stepdad went to school at. He played football there for the Rams. And then, So I'm going to be going to that Saturday, and a buddy of mine who owns a business in Colorado, he's going to be he's going to have me go to the Broncos game that Sunday. They'll be playing the Ravens.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like, and it's a great time of year to go. Mm. So you're going to fly into Denver and then what, get a car or take a puddle jumper to Fort Collins?
Probably just get a car.
Yeah. Well, if you're not used to driving in the mountains, we will call you a flatland ferner and you will hit the brakes more than you want. But it's wonderful to do. And it just, it's really beautiful to drive through the mountains.
Mountain driving is something I'll have to get used to because living in Minnesota, there aren't...
it's pretty damn flat, yeah. No, yeah. Well, we refer to you as flatland ferners. And by the bottom of the road, there are actually places where when you've already burned out your brakes, you literally, there are lanes that you can kind of slide into as you're going downhill because we're so used to people doing that. But you'll have a great time. You also have to be aware that because it's high, you know, Denver's a mile high, that you're going to feel a little sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, but it's great. I mean, it turns out that one of those things that if you grow up in Colorado, which I basically did, that your red blood cells are forever changed. So I actually equilibrate more than most, which is kind of fun, because I'll go with somebody to Colorado and I'll be bouncing around my usual manic fashion. I'll say, how come? I said, well, I grew up here. That's why they used to, for the Olympics, they used to train in Mexico City, because basically it changes the structure of your blood cells. It doesn't change it forever if you're an adult, but I think it does if you're a kid, if you do it early enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Hmm. Oh, that's great. So that'll be something to look forward to right after Labor Day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more and more people are doing things like that. I have some friends who went to Ireland to watch Penn State play in Ireland. And I guess more and more schools are doing is that a league game or an out-of-league game? It sounds like out-of-league. Maybe
State
not.
And
no, Penn State in Ireland definitely was.
Oh.
But CSU.
CSU is it, and Minnesota.
Yeah. Is that a league game? Yeah.
A non-conference game, yeah.
Yeah, I've gone to...
in the Mountain West Conference, I think.
Yeah, Rice is in strange conferences. We were in Hawaiian Conference. We actually won I think it was called the Atlantic or something, which was odd because Hawaii is in the Pacific.
Rice is in the Conference USA now, I think.
Isn't? I think it's a different one than they were in last year. We were in the South when I was in school.
Southwest Conference, right?
Yeah, which we would get clobbered all of the time. Did you see NCAA athletes starting next year going to get paid? Did you see that story?
Did they
approved that, apparently.
I haven't checked that.
And they think it's going to change all of college recruiting. It's going to change everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, except we're the only country that doesn't. But still,
Well,
especially for things like the Olympics.
I know it's sounding like the 65 big conference schools plus Notre Dame. Notre Dame isn't in a conference for football, but the 65 big schools per se are going to be sound like they're going to be separating from the NCAA in a few years because they had a whole deal. So it's
because they don't allow athletes to be paid, or because they do?
Because that's kind of been the thing that the NCAA hasn't. In the past, hasn't been allowing for students to.
Yeah, you got any money, you get bounced.
Yeah.
Because you're counting as a pro, and they finally decided it was too restrictive. I think it's as of next year.
Yep.
So all right. That'll be fun. Yeah, I've been to Rice games at Naval Academy, and I've been twice at the West Point, which is fun.
Okay.
So yeah. But I was going to go to when Rice was going to play in the Blue Bonnet Bowl, but then Baylor happened, so they didn't get to the Blue Bonnet Bowl. It's fun to go to a school. I mean, and I go, one of my friends is big into Penn State, but it's a little bizarre to root for a school that you didn't go to. So. Ooh, well. Yeah, all right, my big summer plan, which I actually haven't really talked about very much, because it just came up, and technically it's not a summer plan because it happens in 2 weeks. But I have been invited by the Prime Minister of Israel to come to Israel for a week.
And that's Mr. Netanyahu, correct?
It absolutely is. Did you know he went to school at MIT?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah. And I think he went to school, is it Al Gore? He went to school with somebody that everybody knows very well, a very well-known politician. I think it's Al Gore. So I'm going to do that. They asked me, I'm telling you folks this now. They asked me if I wanted to broadcast from there, and I thought, I've never been in Israel, and if I'm only going to be there for a week, that it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to take 15 hours of phone calls from the United States. So what I'm probably going to do is record stuff over there to play when I get back. And I'm going to have, I'll be tweeting, I guess, every day. And they have this great schedule for me. I'm going to the Wailing Wall, and I'm going to Cavalry, and I'm going to Masada. I'm going every place. They said, do you want to go to religious sites? Do you want to go to archaeological sites? Do you want to go to cultural sites? Do you want to go to wine stuff? Do you want to do fashion? I said everything. And meeting politicians stuff. So it should be really, my daughter sort of sat me down and gave me a lecture about clothing. She said, I am to dress like a diplomat, not a rock star. So I said, well, what's the difference? So that's my big summer plan, which happens actually, as I said, technically before summer, because it's in 2 weeks. So I will be reporting back on a daily basis on Twitter and Facebook, and I'll tell you all about it when I get back. And so, and I, presumably we'll have some stuff. I'm going to go to an Arab Israeli school, and I'm going to one of the just everything. I'm going to do everything that they'll let me do. I'm going to the Red Sea. Sea of Galilee. I'm going to go to where the loaves and fishes supposedly happened, to Beatitudes, everything. Garden of Gethsemane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, they said that. I am very excited about it. I said, and it came up really out of nowhere about 2 weeks ago, and I said, is there a dress code? And they wrote back and said, well, casual, but for religious sites, modest. And I thought, is modest an Israeli word? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that. And all my friends have sat me down and said, Joy, no shorts. So everybody is kind of, they're doing a complete redesign on me for Israel. So I don't get, I guess, arrested or whatever. So that's my big time plan. So let's see what else, what we got people on Facebook, what they say they're going to be doing for the summer. Since technically, I mean, really, it's not summer yet, but I mean, sort of feel after Memorial Day, it sort of feels like, and especially once you're in June, it feels like it, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. Although right now in Minnesota, it's only about 61 degrees, so.
Yeah, in New York, it's like 90, so.
Yeah, I'm jealous. We'll start with Vicky. Vicky says, trying to remodel my backyard. New deck, new roof for it, plants and flower beds, new furniture for it, everything.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And then Genevieve says, going back up north until October to be with family and friends, then back to Boca for winter. The best of both worlds.
Yeah, where's up north? We don't know.
Huh? Yeah, she didn't specify, but...
Listen, folks, give me deeds when you Facebook me, all right? I was talking with a program director over the weekend who said Facebook is killing talk radio. And then I was talking with somebody this morning, and they said, you know, I'm sorry to call you back. It was really late. And I said, well, just text. And she said, well, I'm not used to texting. And I said, look, when people would text me, I would feel very offended because I thought, why can't you pick up the phone? Until I realized that everybody of a certain generation, they never talk on the phone. They always text.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you a texter?
I am. And it's funny. I used to not be. I used to, in my early days of having a cell phone, you know, I used to think, well, what's the point of texting?
Yeah.
Why can't people just call? And then I started texting, and I was like, okay, well, this is convenient.
It is. And
I've been doing
not
a lot
disruptive.
More texting than being on the phone lately. Yeah. The last
it's not years. As disruptive. And the thing about texting is you can always read it even if it's spell checked. And the thing about cell phones, you can't hear a word anybody's saying.
Right.
Oh, well.
And you can multitask a little more, too, if you're texting, grabbing a texting conversation. Not,
you
don't want to be behind the wheel in texting because that's absolutely not.
No, bad man.
But you get what
I do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-375-69. We have a couple minutes left in this hour and then another hour to go. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, give me a holler. 855-99-375-69. And we need to disprove the program director's notion that Facebook is killing talk radio, that you guys would rather text me than call me. So give me a call. But there's a new article out about memory, and memory is one of those things that I think fascinates all of us. What we can remember, what we don't remember, stored memories, repressed memories, rehabilitated memories, whatever it is. And we know that there are a number of different parts of the brain that are associated with memory. And the assumption had been before that memory loss was permanent, and could not be reversed. I'm not sure I ever believe that, because I think if you've ever tried to remember, for example, the name of a song, right, that it will pop back up. And so for a while, it's inaccessible. So the issue with memory is there are two issues with memory. Well, there are more than two. But first is whether is storage, whether it's implanted. First of all, if it's implanted. Second of all, where you store it, if it's stored, and whether the storage can ever be erased. Do you ever dump the files? And third, access of being able to access it, right? Retrieve it. So, and we know that there are at least, I think at this point, there's like six different parts of the brain that are associated with memory, and they're always discovering another one sort of accidentally. But because, especially as the population gets older, and the issue about senior moments, so, and what is amnesia, and is there such a thing as real amnesia? All right, so the idea was that if part of the brain deteriorated badly enough that you couldn't access the memories, that the file essentially was corrupted, to use terms that are both accurate and misleading all at the same time. They're now saying memories can be accessed by shedding light, both literally and figuratively. It's called optogenetics. It works in mice that even if parts of the brain that hold the short-term memory and long-term memory are damaged, that all is not lost. And the idea of memory, if you think about it, you think, well, okay, so you forgot something. The idea is we are our memories, right? Which includes, our memory includes learning. It includes associations. Presumably it includes happiness, fear, anxiety, pleasure. I mean, those are things that we, in a new experience, we look for connections, which is another word for memory. So the idea is that we are our memories. That they thought that memory is about databases in the brain. It now appears that memory loss is a retrieval glitch, which is what I was just talking about. And basically, if it's retrieval as opposed to storage, if the file is empty, then retrieval doesn't make any difference, right? Because there's nothing to retrieve. If the issue is you just can't get to it, but it's still there, then you have to find another pathway. Dum, dum, dum. Whether it's amnesia due to a traumatic blow or Alzheimer's due to prions in the brain, the light at the end of the tunnel has been seen. That nerve damage and not storage issues are at stake. Memory loss may be treatable in the days lie ahead. The reconnection of the nerve endings and links via genetics is the wave of the future. For diseases that include dementia, amnesia, Alzheimer's, when it comes to the rescue of humanity, they do it sort of in the nick of time. So that's a pretty fascinating and interesting kind of view. It doesn't say what we should be doing right now to turn the lights back on, but it is a very provocative kind of notion. So I thought we'd put up on Facebook,
dun, dun, dun,
or you can call me about it, of if you could retrieve any memory, what would it be and why? All right? And let's do something other than in the womb, because it doesn't seem that is a memory that anybody has. And the early childhood memories, according to Piaget, are that we can't retrieve them because we don't have the connections. We don't have the vocabulary to be able to file them and store them. It's not that they're not there. It's just that they're not accessible. It's kind of like, it's not even that they're misfiled. It's just they're not filed because they're not labeled. So it's just it's just stuff that you can't, because it can't be labeled. I mean, think about any kind of information. If you don't have a label for it, where are you going to put it? And the answer is probably you're going to leave it on the floor, right? Because there's no place to put it. You don't know what it is. Doesn't know where it goes. Doesn't associate with anything else. Freud says we don't remember because as we get socialized, those memories are just, we're little savages and we're ashamed of them, essentially. So that we're so uncivilized. I think I probably believe more with Piaget that if you can't label it, you can't store it because there's no place, you don't know where you'd store it. So pretty interesting idea. And the whole idea, the light therapy in general is one of those things that people find more and more that you can retrain the brain through light. We know that people are, that the thyroid in particular is very phototrophic. We know that that there are ways of treating different kinds of illnesses, including mental illnesses, with light therapy. So it's one of those kinds of things. And we know that the eye, for example, is essentially brain tissue. It's not completely accurate, but more accurate than not. So that's where you have sort of access to the brain most directly is the eyeball, which is why poets have said that eyes are the window to the soul. I don't know where the soul is, but we'll keep looking. All right, I think we had one more summer plan that we didn't get to.
Yeah, it was from Gene, and Gene just said, staying cool.
Well, that's one of those things that, I guess it depends where you are. You're a hot weather fan, I can tell. You like it when it's 90.
Me? No.
Yeah.
No, I actually prefer when it's in, like, mid-70s. And if it's sunny, cool, but if it's in the mid-70s, maybe into the low 80s, I'm good. That's perfect. And when it gets into 90, even though, you know, we were talking off the air, the humidity is actually good for my asthma, because I have asthma too. I don't really enjoy humidity that much. I mean, I can, handle it, but I prefer, mid to upper 70s. Sunny.
I'm with you.
A nice little cool breeze.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really like it. And lack of humidity, even though, as I said, I grew up in Denver, which essentially has no humidity. I mean,
right.
But, and 90 degrees when it's humid as opposed to 90 degrees when it's really dry are completely different experiences.
Yes, they are.
Although, having said that, I told the story once. I was in Phoenix and visiting some relatives or something, and was someplace, and they said it was 124 degrees. And they said, but it's dry heat. They really say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
And I say, so is hell. I mean, you cannot believe how really hot 125 degrees is. And I went to school in Houston, which can get that hot, and it gets humid as well. But, I mean, but Houstonians don't bother saying things like, well, it's dry, because it's not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.